Hare Krishna. Thinking about Krishna is not just redirection of thought, it is redefinition of thinking. One of the central messages of the Bhagavad Gita is that we should always think of Krishna. Now we wonder, how is this practical? How can I always think of Krishna? I have so many things to do in life. And what does it mean to think about Krishna? So, is it that I'm trying to always try to imagine the form of Krishna in my head? Is it that I always keep a picture of Krishna around me? Yes, these things can be helpful, but actually, we have to have a deeper understanding of what thinking about Krishna means. You know, it's not just a redirection of thought. So, for example, if I'm looking here and I look in that direction, this is, okay, from here I look here. It's not, thinking about Krishna is not that simple. It is not just a redirection of thought. It is actually redefinition of thinking. Redefinition of thinking means that when we understand, normally when we think of things in terms of our sense perception. Okay, this looks like this, this looks like that. This is attractive, this is not so attractive. This is beautiful, this is not beautiful, not good looking, whatever. So we think of things in terms of sense perceptions and the impressions that they create, that those sense impressions, they go through our senses into our mind. And based on whatever impressions are there within, that stimulate certain memories. And based on that, we interpret them in particular ways. But bhakti, involving thinking of Krishna, is actually a reorientation of our heart, which leads to the redefinition of thinking. So thinking, redefinition of thinking means what? That we understand that actually things are not what they are based on how they look at me, but things are what they are based on what their actual nature is. And everything is actually connected with Krishna. Everything is Krishna's energy. In the 7th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, in the 4th and 5th verses, Krishna says how this world is made of material things which are his energy, and there are conscious beings which are also his energy, a superior energy. And then after that in 7.6 he says, Etad yoni nibhutani sarvani tyopadharaya aham krishnascha jagatah prabhava pralayastatha. So he says, Etad yoni nibhutani, that whatever we see in this world, sarvani tyopadharaya, all of it, aham kutsnasya jagataha, aham kutsnasya, everything with here is prabhava pralayastatha. I am the beginning of it, I am the maintainer of this, and I am the end of it. So Krishna say, when we start having this Krishna centered vision, then we start seeing everything in relationship with Krishna. See everything as, because Krishna, it is sustained by Krishna, it will return to Krishna. So we become focused on Krishna. And that's why in the Chatushloki Bhagavad Gita also in 10.8, when Krishna states the same point that he is the source of everything, what is the result of that understanding that he is the source of everything? One becomes devoted to him. So in 10.8 it is stated, Aham sarvasya prabhavo mattah sarvam pravartate iti matva bhajante mam buddha bhava samanvitaha. So aham sarvasya prabhavo, that I am the source of everything, mattah sarvam pravartate. And iti matva bhajante mam. One who understands this, iti matva bhajante mam. That person starts worshipping me. How? Buddha bhava samanvitaha. That person is wise and bhava samanvitaha, wholeheartedly, with all the emotions of the heart, and starts worshipping him. So actually here Krishna is talking about understanding him to the source and then started thinking of him, devoting oneself to him with both the head and the heart. So the redefinition of thinking means we understand that thinking is not just based on what comes in our sense perception, what impressions are awakened in our mind, but thinking means understanding that we are parts of Krishna and understanding that we are all connected with Krishna and seeing everything in relationship with Krishna. And that happens when our heart becomes calm, falls in, when we become devoted to Krishna, then naturally, because Krishna is our beloved, we start seeing everything in connection with him. So we focus on not just thinking about Krishna, like we might think about any object that we are seeing. We try to think of Krishna in a devotional mood, and that will kindle our devotion for him. And then we will be able to see everything in relationship with Him. We should be able to think of everything in relationship with Him. And that connectedness of everything with Krishna, when we see, then thinking about Krishna will become natural and perennial and blissful for us. Thank you. Hare Krishna.